Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Zayin. So we got to the last four lines of Kuf Tez Zayin. Amr Beis, the Gemara says, quote to Braisa Tanya, Rabbi Shim Bar Yichai Omer, Auda Cheres Hayisa. So the Gemara have been talking about the different machnos, the three machnos, machna Shechina, machna Levi, machna Yisrael. But the Braisa says, Rabbi Shim Bar Yichai says that there's a fourth machna and a fourth, a fifth, depending on the girsa. Our Gemara says, Vechel Ezes Nashim. The side says it should be Vechel Ve'ezes Nashim, two separate places. So there's a whole other area outside of these machnos. Velohayu Onshin Aleh. And they wouldn't be punished if a person who's tummy walked into this area of the chel. And as is now shim, one would not get punished for doing so. It's not considered part of the azara, the base of Mikdash itself. Well, b'shilo, in contrast to the shilo, lo hayu ela shnei machnos bavad. So while in the Mishkan, there were, or the base of Mikdash, there were multiple levels, in the shilo, there are only two machnos, that's it. So hey minayu lo havi, which of the three machnos did it not have? Machna shechina, machna levi, machna yisrael. Which one didn't it have? Amar Rabba. Mistavra de Machne Levia have it. It makes sense that it definitely did have Machne Levia. Why? Because this Hagadaitach Machne Levia lo have, if you assume that there was no Machne Levia, there was only Machne Shechina and then Machne Yisrael. So what would happen is, Nimsu Zavim Utme Mason Meshalchen Chutz the Machne Achas would come out that the Zav and the Taimes would be sent out only from one Machne. What does that mean? The Taimes is only sent out Machne Shechina. He's allowed to be Machne Levia. Now, our circumstance right now, there's no Machne Levia. We're entertaining. There's no Machne Levia. So right now, the Tumei Meis would have to be sent to Machne Yisrael then, because there's no Machne Levia to speak of. And the Zav, in general, sent out a Machne Shechina and Machne Levia, and the Zav is always sent to Machne Yisrael. So the Zav's place is Machne Yisrael. And if there's no Machne Levia, so then the Tumei Meis also has to be sent to Machne Yisrael. So they're going to be in the same place. So what's wrong with that? The Torah Amr says the Gemara, Lo yitamu es machaneim, don't contaminate the machaneim, the plural, tein machane zeh, give a machane to this one, a machane to that one. Rashi explains three lines down, machaneim, shnei machanos mashma, machaneim is plural, it implies two separate camps, achas lechol zav, achas lechol tami nefesh, they're each independent areas. Elevada have a machane levia, so there must be machane levia where the tami mace people could go, and there has to be a separate machane Yisrael where the tumazov could go as well. Umishalchin tami mason b'machane shchina umutarim b'machane levia. The zav in bali keren mishalchin chutz l'machane levia. Fine. So again, which machane did the Mishkan Shil not have? So then the Gemara says, Amr Le Rava, El Mai, Machne, Yisrael Lo Havi, must be that it did not have a Machne Yisrael. There's a Machne Shechina, that you can't argue with, because there was a Machne in the Mishkan, that was definitely Machne Shechina. So there's definitely Machne Shechina. Now we prove there was a Machne Levia also necessary, so it must be that there wasn't a Machne Yisrael. So, Nimtzu, if that's the case, Zavim Umutzarayin Mishtalchin L'makom Echad. Now, the Zav can't be Machne Levia. So right now, the Zav is outside any of the camps. There's no Machne Yisrael, so it's outside Machne Levia. And Mitzaram also outside. They have to be outside all the camps. So now they're in this very same place, the Zav and the Mitzara, if there's no Machne Yisrael. Meaning, when there's a Machne Yisrael, Zav goes to Machne Yisrael, and Mitzara is outside Machne Yisrael. But now that there's no Machne Yisrael, so the Zav can't go to Machne Levia. That's against the Torah. So both the Zav is outside Machne Levia, and so to Mitzara is outside Machne Levia. And the Torah Amra, Ba'adad Yashav, that the Mitzara needs to sit by himself, Shelo Yashav Tamei Acher Imo, that no other person Tamei can sit with him. So it can't be the case where there's no Machane Yisrael either, has to be reserved for the Zav. So the interesting point here, the Re'im points out, there's two ways to interpret the Drasha of the Shelo Yashav, that Ba'adad Yashav. Did Ba'adad Yashav mean that when it comes to a Zav, that they don't have to be sent out to the place of the Mitzorah, but they're allowed to? If they want to, they could leave Machane Yisrael. They're allowed to be Machane Yisrael if they want, but they could also go outside Machane Yisrael if they choose. Or just saying it's actually usher to go in the same place as the Mitzorah, that the Zav must remain in Machane Yisrael and may not leave Machane Yisrael because the Mitzorah has to be Badad Yashav. So those are two interpretations of this Medrash. It doesn't bring any proofs, but there might be an isser for a Zav to go outside Machane Yisrael. He's stuck in Machane Yisrael. So anyways, we have this question here of which machne did Shiloh not have? It can't be Shechina, it can't be Levia, and it can't be Yisrael. So the Gemara answers is, it must be Elah. The pshat here is, Liolam Kulo Tlasahavu. Shiloh had all three. Umay Lohayu Elah Shemachnos. What does it mean that it didn't have two? It only had two, rather. Liklita. In terms of klita, what does klita mean? So you look at Rashi. Rashi says around 10 narrow lines down, Elakulu havu. They had all three machnos. Udikatani lohayu elashe machnos. When the brisa says that it didn't have two machnos, rather it only had two brisas, two machnos. Lidin klitahu, the nistalka Torah, samachne levia, miliklot es ahorgim shoge. We're talking about those who murder. We know those who murder accidentally are sent to the Ari Mikla, the 48 cities of the Levim. So telling us that it did not have the din of Machne, even though Machne Levia would normally protect in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, would protect, we'll see in just a second, the Gemara, it would protect the Levi, it would not work, it wouldn't protect them when it came to Machne, the Machne around Shiloh. That's the Chiddush that we learn from here. Now there's an interesting discussion here in terms of Machne Yisrael Shiloh. Now that we've established that there was a Machne Yisrael around Shiloh, so the Gemara tells us in Megillah that when it comes to Kachim Kalim, so Kachim Kalim, you're allowed to eat in the Machne Yisrael. So what's considered Machne Yisrael? The Gemara says, Bechol Haroa. Anyone who sees the Shiloh from wherever you are, you're able to consider eating Kachim Kalim. That's what the Gemara explicitly says in Megillah, Dav Gimel or so. The Machlok is whether or not Chol Haroa means anyone who could see the Mishkan Shiloh or anyone who could see the city of Shiloh. But wherever you could sit, that's called Machne Yisrael. That's the definition of Machne Yisrael according to the Sfas Emes. It's a very expanded definition. The Gris says not true at all. Machne Yisrael means Shiloh, the city. But there's a special heter of eating Kachim Kalim wherever you could see, even if it's not Machne Yisrael. So while according to Sfas Emes, Machne Yisrael is defined by Chol HaRoah as considered Machne Yisrael, the Brisker Rav says, no, Machne Yisrael is only the city, but there's a heter to eat Kachim Kalim even though you're outside Machne Yisrael, as long as you could see Shiloh. That's a machlokus between the Sfas Emes and the Brisker Rav.
Miles away.
Yeah, that would come out from exactly. That would be the Nafkamina, according to the
right.
Risky Rav. Well, not mile. I mean, how far could a person see? I don't know the distance,
I mean,
but
you could see.
But yeah,
When you come into Yerushalayim, you see.
Depends on the mountain, hill, the mountain. I don't know, but that would be the Nafkamina. Where? How far does a Metorah have to sit? Okay, so what comes out from our Gemara right now, though, is that there was no din of klita of Machne Levia. The Machne Levia would not serve as a Ari Miklat around the Mishkan Shiloh. So the Gemara says that does imply, though, that the Bemidbar have a kalta Machne Levia. Was that to assume then that the Machne Levia around the Mishkan in the Midbar did serve as klita, would be providing a hatzala for the Horeg B'Shogeg? And it did. V'hatanya, the Brai said, B'nichusa, this is a support. The Pasuk says, this was in, I think 2 weeks ago we read this, V'samti lecha makom b'chayecha, the Parsha of Eschanan, and I'll place for you a place, a makom b'chayecha. Yeah, this talks about, it doesn't say b'chayecha, the Pasuk says, V'samti lecha makom, and the Josh is lecha min lecha b'chayecha, in your lifetime. Makom mimkomcha, your place is going to be asher yonashama, that people are going to run away from there. In your lifetime, it's going to take effect. So Pashup Shad is, the way the Gemara in Mako says, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, what does that mean that you're going to be able to be involved in the setting up of Ari Miklat? So Rashi quotes here, was that Rashi? Mikan, is that what I wanted? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hinting to Moshe Rabbeinu b'matan Torah, sheyizke l'mitzvah, he's going to zocha to this particular mitzvah. Oh, this is not the Pasuk of Eschanan, I'm sorry. There's a Pasuk earlier in Sefer Shmos, the Mishpatim, I think. So he says he's hinting to him, when it came to Eschanan, it says, Az Yavdi Moshe Shalosh Arim Besof Arbam Shana. He separated the three cities. Now, the what Rashi comments on the Pasuk there in Eschanan, based on the Gemara Makos, not that the Ari Miklat took effect yet, it didn't take effect until the other three were set aside on the other side of Eretz Yisrael. But he's able to have the Eschalos HaMitzvah, even though it didn't take effect. But the Gemara here says, no, Az Yavdi actually meant in the time of Moshe it actually worked. How did it work? Because Machne Levia around the Mishkan B'Midbar, that served as a Makum Klita. So the Gemara says, let's read this back inside again. V'hatani, the Brisa says, V'samti l'cha Makum. What does that mean? B'chayecha, in your life, Makum Mekomcha, your place is going to serve. Asher Yandashama, a Rotech could run there for a safe haven. Melamed, this Brisa, this Drasha teaches us, Shemegalin B'Midbar Lehechen, got that in Midbar they'd do Gullus. If someone killed B'Shogeg, there'd be a din of Gullus. Lehechen Gullum, where would the Gullus take place? There were no Ari Miklat in the Midbar. It must have been L'machane Levia. So we see that there was a klita in the midbar. Mikan Amru, from here we see a Ben Levi Shaharag Golmi Pelach Lepelach. A Ben Levi who kills, so he kills, he lives in a city, so he lives in Ari Mikla. If he kills, he has to run away to another city as a different Ari Mikla. V'imgala l'palcho, palcho kulta. But if he runs away to a different neighborhood within a city, that also works as well. So what's going on here, Rashi explains pshat here, that l'chachila, he has to run away to a different city. If he kills in Ari Miklat A, he needs to run away to be saved in Ari Miklat B. But let's say he remains in Ari Miklat A, and then b'diavad he goes to a different neighborhood within the city, that's sufficient for him being exiled to Ari Miklat. That's enough.
So you have to make sure that he wasn't coming dub or anything in the case of when he runs away to the...
Doesn't become a Zav.
Because then he goes out. Restrictions in the Machane Leviya.
Ah, so it's interesting. If he became a Zav or Baal Keri, then he goes out to Machane Yisrael, then he gets no safe haven.
Then that's it.
So that's Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says that L'chachila to another city, B'diavad even within the city. Tosus has a different Pshat in this Gemara. Look at Tosus, Dir Maschil, Ir Shekal Taso. He quotes Shita's Rashi first, and then the end of that Tosus, the last narrow line, he says, Inami. Inami, pshat here, can be gam l'chachila ein zakik lates min ha'ir. Really, l'chachila, you don't have to go to a different city, this Ben Levi. You could stay in your city itself. V'had the gola l'ir achar is the reason why we say to go to a different city, k'dei l'halach kulo u'b'techuma. There's a special din that we have to give the gola hadam a certain window of opportunity to kill the roteach. It's like almost a race. So he has to go outside where he's available to be killed. So we say go to another city just to ensure that there's that amount of space and distance for him to run and run away from the Gol Hadam. Because Di Be'iro, if it's going within his own city, Mishchuna L'Shchuna, from one neighborhood to the other neighborhood, Imchazel L'Shchunaso, Kiyatza Chutz L'Tchum. If he goes back to his initial neighborhood, that's as if he's leaving the Tchum. So when the Gemara says going from city to city, that's just indicating there has to be a certain amount of distance where he goes. But if he's going within his own city, as long as the distance, I think, from neighborhood A to neighborhood B, that would also be considered as if he left his neighborhood, and he would also be subject to he would be vulnerable to being killed by the Gol Hadam. Okay, the Gemara now says halfway down the Amud, the two dots, Ba'u le Gilgal. So now I skipped. I'm sorry, we didn't finish off yet. We're up to my Kra. What's the pasuk that tells us this? Amar Ravacha Brei Rav Ika Ki Beir Mekalato Yashav Ir Shekalaso Kivar. So what does it mean, Mekalto? It sounds like it already had taken place. So what city has taken place? The fact that the Indian of Klita took place right in the Midbar, those are the types of cities that you're supposed to set up in the Eretz Yisrael itself. So there was, again, some Klita even before, prior to entering into Eretz Yisrael, namely in the Midbar. Gemara now says, Bala Gilgal, they came to Gilgal, the Mishnah Torah said the Bamos were permitted in that during that time period when the Mishkan was in Gilgal. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Kol Nidav Nidarv Hayakari Babama. Anything, any type of carbon that can be volunteered to be brought would be brought on the on a bama, and she'ein that which was a nidav, that which is not ever dedicated. We're talking about bama katana, so bama katana can only accept a nidav. Anything that was not cannot be dedicated. Something that's an obligation, like a chatas and ashim and so on, ein karba bama, that cannot be brought on a bama katana. That's the Tanakama's understanding. Mincha v'nisirus kravim b'bama. Divrei Rabbi Meir. He adds that you are allowed to bring these items on a bama katana, because that he considers actually as a neder and a dava. A person dedicates a mincha, that's a neder. A person dedicates himself to be a nazir, that's a neder. So Rabbi Meir thinks those are two additional examples of things, items that can be brought even on a bama katana. Comes along now Chachamim. Chacham Omer, they say, Lo karvu yachid, ela olos v'shlamim bilvad. He says, no, the Bama only accepts a Ola v'shlamim. It cannot accept a Mincha or a Naziris. So Chacham sound very much like the Tanakama, that we only accept that which is a Neder and a Dava, like an Ola and Shlamim. Rabbi Yehuda is already the fourth Shita. The Gemara is going to explain all the Shitas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shiat Tzibor v'yachid makrivim v'ol moed shebemidbar makrivim v'ol moed shebegilgal. So anything that was brought bein tzibur bein miyachid in the midbar can be brought in the Ol Moed Sheba Gilgal as well. So then the Gemara asks, so then Ol Moed Sheba Midbar, let's skip a line here. Ma bein Ol Moed Sheba Midbar le bein Ol Moed Sheba Gilgal. What's the difference between the Ol Moed that was in the midbar versus the Ol Moed that was in the Gilgal? So Gemara explains, Ol Moed Sheba Midbar lo hayu bamos mutaros. In the midbar, the only place you could bring karbanos was in the Makom HaMishkan, the Mishkan itself, and you couldn't bring outside, as opposed to the Ol Moed Sheba Gilgal, how you have bamos mutaris, you're allowed to have even bamos in your own backyard. But what was allowed to be brought was all the same. And then the Gemara says, continuing on the position of Rabbi Yehuda, Ubamaso Shibirosh Gago, Laya Makivalea, El Ola Vishlamim. But when a person, even though Obama was allowed in the times of the Mishkan being in the Gilgal, it was limited what you could use for it. You could only use it for Ola Yishlamim, but you couldn't bring Mincha and Niziros and Tulin Achatas and Asham on your own personal Bama. And then Chachamim Omrim, they hold Kol Shet Tzibur Makrim Ba'ol Moed Shebe Midbar Makrim Ba'ol Moed Shebe Gilgal. Anything that was brought in the Mishkan in the Midbar can be brought in the Mishkan in the Gilgal. The Kamakan Lo Kivru Yachid El Ola Yishlamim. Both places, Bain Be Midbar, Bain Be Gilgal, we only permit on the personal karbanos. You can only bring olav shlamim. You can't bring mincha and nazir. So a lot going on. We have like six different shitas here. They sound very much the same here. So let's go through as a gemara. We have one more shita, and then we hopefully will go to explain each of the shitas. Rabbi Shimon Omer af tzibur loy krivu el apsachim v'chovos shekavul hemizman. He felt even by the bamas tzibur, it would only be able to take something out of kavuah zman like a pesach and like a. What other example? It's a Tamidim Musafim, but things, Karbanos Tzibur, that are not Kavuazman, such as Parhelm Davar, Rashi points out, and the Sarav Odozara, these are not Kavuazman, that cannot be brought on a Bamas Tzibur. Okay, so a lot going on. So first the Gemara says, Amar, my time at the Rabbi Meir. What was the reasoning of Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is the one who held, right in the beginning, that on a Bama Katana, you can only bring on a Bama Katana a Karbon that comes as a Neder or as a Nedava. That's Shita of Rabbi Meir. The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, it says with regards to when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Am Yisrael about the Karbanos when they enter over, pass through the Yarden, he says, Lo sasun, don't do kechol asher nachta osim poayom, ish ka yasha be'enav. Don't do like what we're doing here. So what does that mean? Amar lehem Moshe li Yisrael. Moshe is telling Am Yisrael, ki ailisu la'aretz, when you enter into Eretz Yisrael, it says in the Pasuk, kol ha-yasher be'enav. What does yasher mean? Yisharos takrivu, Chavos lo takrivu. What are Yisharos? So Rashi explains in Nedarim v'Nedavos. What do you mean the Lashon Yisharos? Just look at Rashi for a whole explanation of the pasuk. The top Rashi in the page here, he says, Lo sasun la'achash bias eretz mishta. It's referring to when they entered into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe is giving a command what to do. The Kamar, he says, Lo sasun kishetavo b'Gilgal. Don't do when you come to Gilgal. Don't do kichlasher anachne osim po'ayom. Don't do what we're doing here in the Midbar, in the Mishkan. It's different in the Gilgal. Shanu bein betzibur bein miyachin makrivin chataos vashamos ubechoru ma'aser shein chovos shein karvu lemezman. That here in the Mishkan in the Midbar we bring all types of karbanos tzibur and karbanos yachid v'kol shekein chovos akavu lemezman. Aval ma anu osim sham? What are we going to do there in the Gilgal? Ish kolasher yashem beinav says the pasuk, meaning hayachid lo yikrav sham ela nedarim v'nedavos which are sheyishu beinav lindor lindo. When a person wants to make a neder nedava, it comes from his yashrus, his straight line thinking, his willingness to help out, or give a certain dedication, that's yashrus. So then, in the Gilgal, only ish ki yashr be'enav, only something that's yashr, namely neder and nedava. And Rashi concludes, ad masai, until when? Ki lo basam ad shetavo l'shilo. Once you get the shilo, then halachas are going to change. But in Gilgal, Rabbi Meir felt that you're only allowed to bring a neder and nedava based on this pasuk. So then the Gemara says, again, ki alisu la'aretz yisharos takrivu chavos lo takrivu. Minchos, minachos, v'niziros, yisharos ninu. And Rabbi Meir felt that a mincha also, and a niziros are also dedications. You decide to be a nazir, that's a neder, that's a nedava. So, Rabban Amru, ein mincha bebama, niziros chavos ninu. Rabban say there's a machlokas about a mincha, and Rabban actually hold that there were no minchas. Minchas were not allowed in the Bamos. So the machlokas whether minachos were allowed in the Bamos or not. And number two, there's another very fascinating machlokas. How do you categorize Nazirus? Rabban say that Nazirus is not called Nether v'Nedava, and Nazirus is considered a chov. What do you mean it's a chov? Because the guy took upon himself to be mafresh himself from wine. That was his real thing. Mimela, he's required to bring a karbon. But the karbon doesn't come as a neder nedava. Karbon comes as a result of him being a nazir. His nazirus is not neder nedava. His nazirus is about being mafresh from isurim, from enjoying wine and tumas mace. But a result is a neder, is a karbon. But that karbon is not neder nedava. Rabbi Meir felt when a person became a nazir, part of that acceptance was a karbon. So that karbon actually is considered neder or nedava. So just a fascinating machlokas tanaim, how to categorize the karbon of a nazir. Is it considered a chol, or is it considered a neder or nedava? Relating to the machlokas here on the Tanaim, whether or not they brought mincha on a bama, Tosis points out, Dira Maschler Rabbanon, Minachos, Ein Mincha Vabama. He says, if you go two lines down to that Tosfos, the end of the line, it says, V'huadin de'ofos nami lo kivru l'rabbanam. The Rabban also felt, just like they wouldn't bring mincha, they wouldn't bring ofos either. We saw in Daf Kuvav and Bereish HaShochet, Bekachim, sorry, I skipped a line here, Kedamrina Basof Pirkin, Daf Kuf Yutes, we're going to see in 2 days from today on Shabbos, the Divrei Omer, or Friday rather, the Divrei Omer, Ein mincha bebama, Ein ofos bebama. These go hand in hand. Those who hold there's no mincha also hold there are no ofos on bamos. My time, what's the reason? It says Zvachim. Only Zvachim are allowed on bamos. Zvachim velo ofos, Zvachim velo menachos. As opposed to Rabbi Meir, who allows menachos, he would also allow ofos. So that's also another machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Tanna Kamma. But again, they both agree. It's all based on this pasuk of Kol Yashiv Be'einav, and only neder and nedavos. It's just a machlokas whether nazir is considered neder or it's not considered neder. And then the mincha seems to be a different machlokas. We'll see in a couple of days from now.
They would do melika. They would do shechita on those.
On ofos.
According to the Vadim.
I guess we'll have to see. I would imagine shechita. I don't think we find anywhere malikas outside. Yeah, unless it's the bambas at Tzibur that was in Shiloh itself, in Gilgal itself, in the Mishkan. That's what I would imagine, but I don't know. Let's see if the Gemara addresses it. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said the machlokas, this machlokas between Remei and Rabbanon with respect to Naziros, is only, he says, he qualifies it only by the chatas and the asham. That's where they debate. Is the chatas and asham of a nazir, is that considered a chov or is that considered a neder? Aval ba'olos v'shlamim divrei kol yashrus ninu. Everyone agrees, but the ol and shlamim are definitely considered yashrus and definitely considered neder v'nedava, in which case it would be accepted on Obama, even according to the Rabbanim, and the kirvu, and they would be brought. So asks Mosi, Rabba says, the chazei v'shok, the different parts of the shlamim which are given to the kohen, and the chumos lachmei toda. Of the lachmei toda, there are 40 loaves, but you give one of each type. There are four types, and the person bringing carbon toda brings 10 of each type. So he brings a total of 40 breads. So one from each 10 he gives to the kohen. So the kohen gets four, one of each type of bread or matzah that was baked. So that's called lachmei toda. So the chazei shok v'chumas lachmei toda, those items nogin b'bama gedola v'nogin b'bama ktana. They were practiced during bama gedola. You give it out, but during in the bama ktana you wouldn't give it out. Why wouldn't you give it out at the bama ktana? Look at Rashi 6 lines up from the bottom here. Nogin b'bama ktana garsin b'sof pirkin. We're going to see in 2 days. Dichsibehu lahanif tenufa l'Hashem v'lo b'bama. Has to be a tenufa, and you don't do a tenufa on a bama ktana. Therefore, you don't have to give these items to the Kohen. If you look at Tosfos, Enogin Babama Katana, Tosfos says, Perish Bekuntris, Dichsibahu Lahanif Tanufa Lashem, and since there's no Tanufa Babama Katana, there's no Lachmei Toda. Fine. Vim Tomar, Hareha Mincha, Latanakama, the Behuda, the Masnisin, Deisa Babama Katana. There are Mincha, according to Bab, we said one opinion holds there were Minachos at the Babama Katana. Vein Tanufa of Hagashaba, but we just said before he's no Tanufa. So doesn't a Mincha require Tanufa? So everyone agrees there's no tenufa by a bama, and that's why there's no lachmei toda and chazev show. But then there shouldn't be any menachos either, because you need tenufa for menachos, and we don't do tenufa by a bama katana. So he says v'im kein hanach nami lavei b'bama v'loli by tenufa. So just like we allow you to have a mincha, and we say don't do tenufa by mincha, so too we should say let there not be a tenufa by lachmei toda, and let them give the lachmei toda to the kohen. Even on a bama katana, so the Gemara says, "V'yeish lomar dehani chazei v'shok v'chumash lachmei toda." These two ikur mitzvahs and petenufa. Tenufa is so essential to the mitzvahs of lachmei toda and la chazei v'shok. You can't do away with it. Hilchach batla tenufa, batla inu. If you can't do tenufa because it's a bama katana, mimele you don't give it at all. Aval mincha ikur mitzvahs a kemitzvah k'tara, and the tenufa is only tafel. So if you can't do the tefillas, the tafel, the tenufa, we don't care, because you can still accomplish the ikar mitzvah, namely the kemitza and the aktar. So this is a very important tosis for the applications of when tenufa becomes essential versus when it's very secondary. Okay.
Did you put tenufa on the left hand itself or on the chazei v'shok when they gave the...
No, they're two different things. Chazei v'shok was for the shalmim, they would do a tenufa, right. And lachmei toda for the bread, they would do that as a separate.
Yeah.
So then the Gemara says, so we see from all this though, then the Chazav Ishok and the Chumash Lachmei Toda, they only did the Bama Gedola, but they wouldn't do it at the Bama Ketana. The Ilu Hazro B'Sheila Shiara. The Zro B'Sheila came from the Nazir, came from the Shlomim of the Nazir, the Shami Nazir. So how come it didn't list this? So that they brought it as the, they didn't bring it as a Bama Ketana. Rather on the, yeah, on the Bama Ketana. So Gemara says, because according to everyone above, everyone agrees that the Shlomim was brought as a Bama Ketana. According to Rabbah, it said everyone thought Ola Shlomim was brought. So that Gemara says, Iyamris, if you say now, Bishma Ba'ola Bishlamim Pligi Hamani Rabbanani. If you say that there's a Machlokes by Ola Vishlam, even by the Ola Vishlamim case against Rabbah, so we know who the author is, Rabbanan say that there was no Shlomim even by the Nazir. So then he's the author of this opinion here. Just look at Rashi to clarify. Rashi says, V'ilu, around six lines up, Ilu morim me'el nazir, d'haynu zera b'sheila shiara lotanya. Shemamina lo kivu shalmi nazir bibama. Di hava karve, hava tani de lo nagbe, nami chuma didei. Because had the nazir, had the shlamim been brought on the Bama Gedola, they would have said that you do it in the Bama Gedola, but you don't do it in the Bama Ketana. Now the fact they left it off the list seems to indicate that they didn't bring the Shami Nazir at all. So, but didn't Rabbah say that everyone agrees that they did bring Shlomim? They brought the Shlomim, the Shami Nazir? So the Gemara says, if you go against Rabbah and say, no, they argue about Shlomim of Shami Nazir, that Rabbi Meir felt they did bring Shami Nazir, and Rabbanan said they didn't bring Shami Nazir. So Rabbanan were the authors of this brisa here, and Shami Nazir were not brought, and that's why it wasn't mentioned here at all. But Ella, if you assume Iyamris only by Chathas V'Ashem Pligi, that they only argue by Chathas Ashem of the Nazir, but they agree that the Shalmei Nazir was brought, so how come the Brisa doesn't address the Shalmei Nazir? Hamani, who's the one who authored this? Who's the one who says that they didn't bring a Shalmei Nazir? Everyone holds that they did bring a Shalmei Nazir. So Ella Gemara says, Iyitmar, if you're going to say the qualification of the Machlokas Rabbi Meir Rabbanan, it should be as follows. Hachi Yitmar. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Machlok is Ba'ola v'Shlamim. They argue about whether or not they brought the Ola and Shlamim of the Nazir. That's the debate. Avab, when it came to the Chatas v'Asham, Divriya Kol Chovos Ninu v'lo Karvi. Everyone agrees, even Rabbi Meir agrees, that the Chatas and Asham of the Nazir is considered a Chova, and it's not considered a Nether Nadava, in which case everyone would agree that the Chatas Asham was not brought on a Bama at all. The Gemara now says, just do a few lines down. I finish the daf, go to the top of the next page a little bit. The Gemara says, Amar Mar. The Chachamim Omrim Kol. So this is one of the other opinions we had on the previous daf of what exactly was brought in the Mishkan, in the base in Eretz Yisrael. So Chachamim Omrim Kol Shat Tzibur Makriven Ba'ol. Anything that the Tzibur brought in the Oel in the Midbar, they would also bring in the Oel Moed Sheba Gilgal. And he also said, in both places, a carbon yachid was only brought of, yachid only bring Ola v'shlamim. So my time of the Rabban, what was the reason for the Rabbanan that on the Bama Gedola, they could accept all types of chavos? Rekod the Pasuk says, ish koyasha be'inav, it says dafke ish, only an ish yisharos hu delikrov, chavos lo likrov, the qualification of accepting neder and davos only was with respect to a yachid, an ish, an individual, so only that's why Ola v'shlamim were accepted from a yachid. But with regards to a tzibur, who of course is not an ish, a tzibur afilu chovos likariv. Even a chova was acceptable if it came from the tzibur, such as a carbon tamid and a carbon pesach, things like that. So Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to respond back? Rabbi Yehuda Amalach, he says, no. Ki ksiv ayashar a be'enav hu dechsiv. It's not going on, the word yashar not qualifying an ish, it's going on be'enav. Be'enav of anyone, even of a tzibur. Ava b'bama gedola, from the Bama Gedola, afilu chovos nami likariv. Hold on a second. Right, exactly. Rashi points out in Daf Kuf Yiches, the very top, Rashi is Rabbi Yehuda Damar Yochin nami makiv chovos begdola. That while Chacham felt that only a tzibur was allowed to bring chovos, a yachid couldn't, Rabbi Yehuda said that even a yachid is allowed to be makriv. Why? Because he thinks the yashar is not going on any individual at all, it's going on be'inav, a person does yashar be'inav, that a yachid who brings a nadar v'n davos is only on a bama, ketana, is he limited to a nadar v'n davos. But if a yachid wants to bring a chova on a bama gedola, then he would be allowed to even bring his personal chovos. And then the Gemara asks, Ella, Haksiv Ish, doesn't say Ish, which sounds like a Yachid, could only bring Nedim and Dava always. Lav lemeimra the ish yasharis who do the karev hacha was lowly karev, that ish is only allowed to bring nedarim and davos even on nebama gedola, but he can never bring chavos. Gemara says kiksev ish lahachshir es azar. The word ish is not coming to tell me what a yachid can do or cannot do. It's coming to tell me that an ish, a zar, a regular person, is allowed to do the avoda and the bama, and you don't need a kohen to do the avoda on the bama. So Gemara then asks zar. We know that from a different pasuk. Mivizarek haKohen to Dam al Mizbeach Hashem Nafka. Only Mizbeach Hashem requires a Kohen. But outside of that, a Zar is allowed to work. You don't need a pasuk Ish to permit a Zar. So Gemara says, Mal the same, what would you have thought? That Libai Kiddush Becharis Kimeikara. So granted, you don't need a Kohen. Only a Kohen is needed for Mizbeach Hashem. But there's a Havmi to think that maybe for the Bama you require a Bechor, like it used to be in the Midbar, that a Bechor should do the Avoda. Kamash Malam for the pasuk Ish, that any Ish, any Zar is allowed to do the Avoda on the Bama. Okay, so we'll stop here, and Mr. Hashem will pick up tomorrow.